Rabbi said, it's not Musa said, you can come on time. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to see you, to be able to reconnect, and to be able to address you, say a few words. David HaMelech said it the best. Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem, V'rachnuchim B'Yis Hashem. Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. Those who are coming B'Shem Hashem, they're coming to Mikadashim Shemayim, they're coming to be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're coming with Bikurim, they're coming with Eilat Regel, they're coming back to the yeshiva. So Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. V'rachnuchim B'Yis Hashem. We, B'Yis Hashem Yisbarach, are trying to give you the bracha that comes in B'Yis Hashem. The bracha that the Ben Hashem gives you. We're trying to be the conduit. We're trying to be, we want to be, the ones who are going to be able to verbalize that bracha that the Ben Hashem is giving you. It's interesting, in this week's parasha, the Ben Hashem makes Moshe Rabbeinu the Manager of Klal Yisrael. He's going to go, he makes him the Shliach to go take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, to be the Ben Hashem's representative in this world. To be able to do his work, to do his Avedas Hashem. Yet it's very interesting that the Torah doesn't tell us his qualifications. Mistach, you know, when you apply for a job, you tell the qualifications. You don't apply for it. If you're taking the job, we tell us, Shalom Melech, we know, is Mashiach Mavel Mal and everybody else. We have Manhegim in the history of Klal Yisrael, but the Torah usually tells us why this person was chosen. What's his maila that the Rebbeinu Shem decided to choose this person that makes him royal for the Aveda? By Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't say. But what it does say by Moshe Rabbeinu is, it tells us many things about him in the Torah itself and in Chazal. Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the most caring people in the world. Like Moshe Rabbeinu cared. He cared when he saw a mitzvah hitting a yid. He was nice with that yid. How he suffered. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, Vayar b'siv leisa. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and he puts himself, he says, Avada, alavai, I should be able to give my life to save you. Mi yitein musi, alavai, I should be able to be zecha, to give my life to save you, the pain that you're experiencing. Moshe Rabbeinu sees two yidin fighting. He didn't say, the Rebbeinu Shem didn't tell me anything, it's not my business. He sees two Yidden fighting, he says, what are you doing? What are you doing to each other? How is this something that you're allowing yourself to do? He sees people who are not even Jewish. He sees B'nai Yisrael. And they're being abused by the other Rayid Sain. And Mishtacharani, he goes right in there, he says, it can't be, how are you doing such a thing? And he was matzal them from them. Moshe Rabbeinu cared without anybody insisting, without anybody instructing, without anybody asking. Moshe Rabbeinu cared. He cared about every human being, but not only about human beings. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Reyat Sein Yisrael. And he saw a shepsala, a gdi, ran away from the flock. And he ran after the Gdi. The Medrash says, he saw the Gdi, found a place with water, and he stopped there. So the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Gdi, Shepsala, I didn't know that you were thirsty. I didn't know that you were shvach. I had no idea. And after the Gdi drinks some, Moshe Rabbeinu picks him up and carries him further. He is chas even on an animal, not to be going through anything which is painful, which is unpleasant. He's chas, he cares about their feelings, he cares about what they are going through. Neisa be'il is something which is in the yisayin of what a person has to be a man of Yisrael. As if I say, this is what the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a Neisa Ba'el, a Neisa Ba'el, a Neisa Ba'el. Evidently, that's what qualified him. That's what made him qualified. Because and Medrash finishes off, when the Rebbeinu Shem saw what Moshe did with that Shefzalah, the Rebbeinu Shem said, you care so much for the tzayin, the animals of a human being, I'm going to instruct you, I'm going to make you my shliach to care for my tzayin. Batem tzayin tzayin marisi, to care for my Klal Yisrael. Because you care. Because you're nice about El. You feel the pain of other people. That's what makes you roy, to be able to be the shliach, to be able to be marisi Klal Yisrael. We're coming here today to be, make a yachakala, to be able to get back into learning, to be able to spend some time back in the Beis Medrash. Heshiurim. What does that have to do with leadership? Today's, the theme of today is this leadership, yeah? Honoring leadership, and rightfully so. What does that have to do with what we're doing now? Now we're coming to learn. I think it's Pashut. If I care about what's emes, I care enough to be my senefesh for it. I care enough to give my time and my effort and my comfort to be misasek, to be put myself into the learning of Torah and be mekayim the adam ki yamas ba'ayhel, the working and giving of my time and my effort and my life to see to it that Torah should be able, Torah Shabbat Peh, especially, should have that slacha. And that the Medrash is the famous Medrash in Nayach, that Torah Shabbat Peh doesn't come easily. It's not the Eretz HaChaim. It's only for people who are willing to be give up their comforts, give up whatever it is that I need, that I would like to do, which is pleasant to do. And I'm going to give it up because Torah is the emes, and Torah is the only way that I'm going to be able to live like an Eved Hashem, and the only way I'm going to be able to be Davak to the Beis Hashem. And I'm willing to give up for that. If I'm willing to give up for that, if I'm willing to do that, then the Beis Hashem will give me the Hatzlacha that I will also think about other people. If I don't care enough about what is emes and what is not emes, I don't care enough to be Moshe Nefesh for Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't care enough to do that which the Rebbeinu Shlom offers me, to take advantage of what he's offering me. He's offering me a Torah, he's offering me a Hadracha, he's offering me the ability to be able to see how to learn and how to live. If I don't take advantage of that, even if it costs me, if I don't do that, then I'm not going to be caring about anything. If I don't care about what's Emes, if I don't care what's the Emes and Derech, to be able to be Eved Hashem Yisbarach, then I'm not going to care about anybody else either. If I only care about my own convenience and my own pleasure, my own interests, then I have no room for anybody else either. The first step in being able to be a Neis HaBa'el Mechaveri is to be able to be Neis HaBa'el in doing that which is right. To be able to be Meisim myself in order to be able to find out exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlom says is Emes, what the Rebbeinu Shlom says is Anemes. The Derech that a person should be involved in order to be able to see to it, to come out with the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. So they go together. You want to be able to honor leadership? Leadership means nice be'er, like we see for Chassal. If we want to honor leadership, then the only way to do that is to first honor Torah. To first show our mesiris for Torah. And Torah means Torah Shebiksav with the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is the outline. Torah Shebal Peh is filling in all that we have to be able to do in order to be able to understand what the Torah Shebiksav is telling us to do. Yeah, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here. That's why we're starting off with the Beis Medrash. We're starting off with Shiur and we're starting off with learning because that's the only way that we're going to be able to have a Shaychus to being able to be Neisa Be'el with another person. And that's what leadership is all about. Leadership is all about being Neisa Be'el. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Zecha to leadership. That's why people who are in this world today who are willing to stand at the helm and take on the responsibilities of trying to feel for the pain of others, whether it's Ruchni Yistika pain or Gashmi Yistika pain, that's what leadership is about, and that's what we're here to honor today. We're here to honor, without going into the Pratim, Reb David, we're here to honor a young man, Reb David, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. We're here to honor the leadership that is being represented. 100%. You happen to be the first one that came in, that's all. You're the first one that came in a few weeks ago. You first came to Yeshiva, you're the first one. So you're the first one. Hakol Echachal, not the Chitum, but here it's both the beginning and the Chitum so far. We're here to honor that leadership. We're here to honor people who understand the need for being able to be Moshe themselves, to see to it that the leadership is there, to take responsibility for it. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, hopefully we will emulate, we'll all emulate this, because this is something that we're all taking part in, every one of us. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we should be able to have that, take advantage of that, look at the examples that we have, that we choose to honor this time. This year we're honoring the whole whole Persian community. We have certain representatives of the community, the Hakmatya family and the Rebbe David Zagari Shlita. We're doing a lot. We're doing. But that's because you did a lot. And we've been growing together for years, for tens and tens of years, Kenayin Hara. We couldn't have imagined how things would have developed and how things would unfold. And Chasnei Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom blessed us with a tremendous amount of Hatzlacha. The game isn't over. There's still much, much more that has to be done. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we hope we'll have, the way we've had Hatzlacha until now, the Hatzlacha should just continue to grow. And be able to have more and more to share the pride of the Jewish community, whether it's the Persian community, the American community, the European community, the Israeli community, all of the communities that we try to be able to deal and hopefully be able to develop and be able to bring to their keiches in the best possible way. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping in being able to give the kavod that is due to the people who are Mesa Nefesh for giving the leadership to Klal Yisrael, whether it's in the Ruchni Yisticker or in the Gashmi Yisticker, because they both work hand in hand. We can't do without one without the other. Let's try to use this as a springboard to be able to continue to grow ourselves. Say the yeshiva, say all the Talmidim, the Begri yeshiva, those who are eskim in the Chayisha, those who are eskim in Chayi Olam, should all be able to work together to be able to bring an Achas Ruach to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to show him, yes, Rebbeinu Shalom, we got the idea. We understand what you want. We're going to try to do to the best of our ability what we can to bring make a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, to bring you an Achas Ruach, Rebbeinu Shalom, and to be able to see to it that the tachlis for which we were created will actually be brought to fruition, and that we should be able to say that we're holding already by Hashem Echad Shmei Echad, that everybody will recognize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is, the Rebbeinu Shalom was, the Rebbeinu Shalom always will be, and there's no other, and there is nothing else. Mazel Tov to all those who are here, Mazel Tov to those who haven't been able to come today. We should all have much, much nachas and share much simcha.